A Supreme Court justice's allegiance must be to the plain words of the law and the Constitution, not to any personal political opinion. And I'm not convinced that Judge Jackson meets that standard. And my concern has only been heightened by Judge Jackson's inability or refusal to define her judicial philosophy. It should not be difficult for a nominee to the Supreme Court to lay out her theory of constitutional interpretation. Given how often her strong personal opinions have appeared to influence her decisions as a judge, and absent a clearly expressed judicial philosophy that rejects personal opinion in favor of the plain meaning of the law and the Constitution, I am concerned that her judicial approach would follow the living Constitution model that President Biden embraces.